Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Friday, guys. I'm back. Your girl is here. I just want to thank you guys all for tuning in today for the return of your favorite football show, Gameplay. And of course, you guys, I'm your host, Mimi, and I am so excited. You guys, literally so excited that football is back. I absolutely need to try to contain myself. My friends already think I'm crazy, you guys, but we have a lot to get into today. I'm so excited. The draft is 6 days away. We've been doing a countdown. I know you guys have been waiting. This is the exciting part, where we see where all the teams get, see where everybody goes. It's just, it's great to have football back. What do you guys think? So I'm excited to jump right into it. We have a lot of stuff to get into, like I said. Of course, first we're going to start off with, of course, the draft. I know it's been a minute since I've been on, so I'm glad you guys all come back. Tune in with me. I'm going to be with you guys the whole time. So let's start right into it, you guys. Let's jump into this draft here. People have been hitting me up, asking me questions. What do I think? Who's going first overall? Well, finally, the time has come, you guys. The wait is finally over. I will finally unzip my lips. I will tell you who is going number one overall, as if it's any surprise to anybody. The number one pick, obviously, you guys, is Myles Garrett. Now, who's surprised by my pick? Of course, no one is surprised by this pick. Of course, he's a defensive end coming out of Texas A&M. He's going first round, number one pick to the Browns. Definitely their best choice. The Browns obviously need a ditch effort for a quarterback, but they're not stupid, you guys. They're not going to pass up on Miles and watch him work his way to multiple defensive player awards. They're just not going to do that. I mean, he's a stud at his position, and there's no way, regardless of the need of a quarterback, that you pass up on him. You know, the Browns have been lucky to have a lot of first-round picks over the past couple years, but this probably is one of the best picks that, you know, they've gotten in a few years. So with that being said, you guys, Myles Garrett is going number one for me, defensive end out of Texas A&M. He's going to the Browns, and I'm sticking with that for my number one pick. I'm sure you guys aren't surprised, but, hey, it is what it is. However, although the Browns do need a quarterback, let's talk about it a little bit, because they could still end up with their fairy tale ending if San Francisco trades their number two pick to Cleveland and they pick up Trubisky from North Carolina. What is the first name? Mitch. Yes. So that's who they've been looking at. He's looking like the number one quarterback prospect in the draft right now. And, you know, this could be a double whammy for the Cleveland Browns. They need to get up whatever they can to make that trade happen with the 49ers. They really, at this point, don't have anything to lose. I mean, the Browns need to produce this year. I mean, it's either in or out for them. They can't have another one-win season. It's just not acceptable. They're a national pro football team. This is their last chance to get it right, you know. Then a lot of people, you know, are going to be losing their jobs, especially if they have another one-win season. I mean, I'm just saying, nobody deserves to lose their job, but I'm telling you, if the Browns are on the bottom of the list again, there's going to be a lot of firing going on. So I'm going to give you guys my top five picks for the draft, because obviously we don't have enough time to get into the whole first round. Don't worry, you guys, stay tuned, because I'll be with you throughout the whole draft. You know, round by round, we'll be making picks, we'll be having fun, so you guys tune in. But for now, I'm just going to give you my top five, because this is what everybody's been asking for. So as it goes, my number one pick is Myles Garrett out of A&M to Cleveland. Now, if San Francisco makes the trade and the number two pick goes back to Cleveland, I have them obviously picking the quarterback. They're going to end up with their double whammy fairy tale. This is what they want to do. So Trubisky out of North Carolina, Myles Garrett out of Texas A&M at the 1 and 2 picks for Cleveland if they get it. Now, however, if San Francisco doesn't give up their number two pick. I have San Francisco taking defensive end Solomon Thomas out of Stanford. I mean, he's a stud, too. How can you pass up on him?
Going to be something to watch out for in these upcoming days of the draft. Because those two plays could change everything for one team. So number one pick, Myles Garrett. Number two is going to be Trubisky, or is going to be Solomon Thomas for San Francisco. Obviously, San Francisco needs a lot more than a number two pick to make, you know, their team good this year. So it might be more beneficial for them to bargain with Cleveland for four or five, you know, outside of this draft and give them the number two pick versus picking, you know, a number two pick and then, you know, having a mediocre draft here on out. So San Francisco's got a lot to think about, and Cleveland definitely needs to start worrying about what they can give up in order to make this trade happen. Now, if all goes as I say, which means San Francisco gives up that trade, I have number three, Chicago Bears. I have them snatching up Marshawn Lattimore out of Beat, Ohio State. He's cornerback. I think Chicago's smart to make a move for the defense. They really need to step up their D this year. The past few years, Chicago's been, you know, a little less than great in their defense, and especially when they're known for defense, they need to step it up. So I think this is a good move for them, especially depending on what's available at your number three pick. So I have Chicago Bears at number three, taking Marshawn Lattimore out of Ohio State. Number four, you guys, Jacksonville will be the number four pick. I have Jacksonville picking Leonard Fournette out of LSU. Running back, good on offense. Jacksonville needs a boost on offense, and his quickness and his speed is going to be really good for Jacksonville. I think that this is their best pick off of what's available and what their team needs are going to be. So we'll see how it goes for Jacksonville. And then, obviously, at number five, I have the Titans taking Jonathan Allen, defensive end out of Alabama, who I think a lot of people are actually sleeping on. This guy gets the job done. He's in his position. He works hard. He played, you know, obviously under Nick Saban, which is one of the best coaches in college football. So he has the discipline. I just really feel like, you know, everyone is sleeping on this young man. I think he's going to do great. I feel like, you know, if lineup for top five plays out how it's supposed to, I have the Titans not passing up on him as the fifth pick in the draft. And he's always good for trade, but I don't think teams should pass up on him. I think they're going to be really surprised how he turns out this year. So we'll see how the first five picks goes. I'm really hoping that San Francisco makes that trade. So, you know, my picks look pretty elite on my list, but that's my story, you guys. I'm sticking to it. So we got Myles Garrett, hopefully, quarterback Trubisky, Marshawn Lattimore, Fournette, and then Allen out of Alabama. Those are my top five picks, guys. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you agree or disagree. I'm here for you guys. You can call in. Let me know your thoughts. So that's it for the draft at this point. We've got 6 days for the countdown. I know you guys are ready. I'm going to be following up with you throughout all next week so we can get the first round picks in the books. But you guys know already. We can't have gameplay and not talk about who's making plays this year. In the draft, in the offseason, in the pickups, you guys know. I'm trying not to be biased here, but let's jump right into my boys down in Boston. I mean, they have managed not to lose anything detrimental and still take home some cake. I mean, how do they do it every year? I mean, this is just ridiculous. Their process never seems to fail. I honestly see them as Super Bowl favorites to repeat this year. I mean, who can argue with that? I'm not even being biased at this point. It's just facts here. If you don't agree, prove me wrong. Please, I'll wait. Seriously, I'll wait. With the schedule released yesterday and the pre-draft trades and pickups, I don't see any major threat in the AFC. I mean, nobody. There's no threats to the New England Patriots, Super Bowl champions of the world, the defending champions of the world. I just don't see any threats in the AFC at this point. White came back, Dola took a pay cut, Butler's back at least for the moment, and the major pickup with Brandon Cooks, which finally gives Brady a deep threat that has a proven track record. You guys,
He's going to be an excellent complement to Jules and Gronk. And then adding Allen to the bunch, he's going to be an asset. And then you have Blunt and White in the backfield, and then flexing Lewis around the offense. I mean, I'm pretty sure this offense just became unstoppable. I mean, you guys thought the Falcons were unstoppable last year. Let's talk about the Patriots, because the Patriots, if I'm not mistaken, did beat the Super Bowl championship game. So with that being said, I mean, you guys tell me somebody who's going to be able to stop that offense. Bill's going to have these boys ready to play by the time the season rolls around. Don't you guys worry. They're going to be looking like they're playing together since Pee Wee football. And that's how Bill likes it. You think that it's a new player. You think, how is he going to cope? How is he going to adjust? And then you see him out on the field like he's been there since day one. I mean, that's just their system. That's just how it works. And that's how it's going to be for these boys. So I'm excited to see what happens, and I'm definitely predicting a Super Bowl repeat for the Patriots, of course, this year, and possibly, you guys, an undefeated season. Yep, I went there, you guys. I went there. An undefeated season. I mean, it could really happen this year. This could be the year they do it. They have all the weapons that they need. Finally, Brady has a deep threat. I mean, all things are looking up for number six for Brady. And if not, it's probably going to be something like a 14-2. And that's negotiable, you guys, because they have a span of road games from October through December with only one home game. So they got like 2 months with nothing but road games, and then they have one home game in between that. That's going to be rough for them. They're going to be all over the map in between, you know, Mexico and, you know, and the U.S. So they are definitely going to have a tougher schedule. But, you know, as reports show, the Patriots, of course, have the easiest schedule of the season. That's because they don't have to play themselves, you guys. Let's be honest, okay? The only reason why everybody wants to say the Patriots have an easier schedule is because they can't play themselves. They are the best team in football. And if you don't agree with that, let's look at the facts. So with that being said, they might go 14-2. That's negotiable, though. I'm still going for the undefeated season, a repeat back into the Super Bowl, and possibly back-to-back championship wins. You don't like it? Call me and tell me about it. I'm here to listen, you guys. So let's talk about who has the toughest season this year. I'm going to go with, drumroll please, the Dallas Cowboys. They have 5 primetime games, possibly a 6th primetime game with the flex scheduling, and they finish off the season with 3 out of 4 games on the road. Now, although the Cowboys do play their best football on the road, this is going to be pretty tough for them. And the one home game that they do have is going to come against Seattle, which is going to be no small beast for the Cowboys. This is going to be a huge rivalry. Cowboys are going to want to win this game, especially at home, but it's more towards the end of the season, which is when Seattle plays its best football. So it's going to be a toss-up, you guys. It's going to be tough. It's not going to be an easy win-win for the Cowboys. They're definitely going to have to fight. I do have them back in the playoffs this year. They're definitely going to have to battle their way in to get there, though. This is going to be no easy battle for them boys this year. But I'm excited to see their growth. I'm excited to see, you know, how much better together this year. And, you know me, I love these sporting events, so I will be attending that Monday Night Brawl here in Fire City on September 25th. You guys, that game is going to be so crazy. It's out here, Phoenix, University of Phoenix Center. That game is, I believe, Monday night at 8:30. So you guys get ready, because that is going to be one matchup for the books. And speaking of good matchups this season, we have a few really good games, revenge games, I like to call it, that you guys need to watch out for. So I'm going to run through some of these with you guys real quick and let me know what you think. So first matchup that is going to be on the revenge schedule is going to be, for me, let's see. Let's start with Seattle at Green Bay Packers, where Eddie Lacy is going to be looking to deliver some rats to his former team. You know, they gave up on him. He's going to have something to prove. And this should be an exciting high-scoring game, Sunday, September 10th, 4:25. Seattle at Green Bay. They picked up Eddie Lacy. They are ready to go. This is going to be pretty exciting. So that's going to be a number one revenge game with Eddie Lacy losing his spot at Green Bay, moving over to Seattle. This should be a really good game, you guys. The number two matchup, revenge matchup, that we need to watch out for this season is going to be Brandon Cooks back at home in New Orleans, you guys. You can expect to see Cooks light up the field. When I say light it up, I mean light it up on Sunday. This is going to be a showdown. This thing should probably just concede at this point. Cooks is going to have to show everyone how good this trade really was, not to mention that the stats that him and Brady are going to rack up this season are going to be absolutely ridiculous. This dynamic duo that Bill Belichick has put together with Brady and Cooks is going to be something like no one has ever seen. This New Orleans Saints game, and I think actually it is in New Orleans as well. So this, I mean, I feel bad for those New Orleans fans because they're going to see Cooks out there on the field and they're going to be like, oh, we wish we had him back. We wish we had him back. But that's going to be a good matchup. It's going to be a great game. That's on a Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m., you guys. You definitely don't want to miss that one. Number three game is going to be Mike Glennon going back home to Tampa Bay. After he was benched for Winston, Glennon has a lot to prove. I mean, his chance is now going to come sooner than later because he's heading back to Tampa Bay on September 17th to play his old squad. I mean, he's definitely going to need to work on his inconsistency. He's going to have one of the best games of the year in order to stand up to that Tampa Bay defense who is coming into their own. So that is another good game that you guys want to watch out for. Now, the number four game that I have for you guys on the list is going to be Matt Ryan coming back to New England for what do you want to call it? The Super Bowl matchup of the year. So, or what I should say is rematch. So this game happened, you guys, on Sunday, October 22nd. Matty Ice will be down in New England for the primetime matchup. Again, another primetime showdown, Super Bowl rematch. This game is going to be on everybody's radar because Matt and the Falcons are going to be looking for redemption from their meltdown in the Super Bowl. And this game is going to be super exciting and may possibly be a look into the future. I mean, could we see the Falcons back in the Super Bowl? It's possible. Could we see New England back in the Super Bowl? It's very possible. I mean, I don't see anybody beating New England. Now, the Falcons are going to be up there. Dallas is going to be a contender. Seattle's going to be a contender. Of course, the Giants are always a contender if they make it to the playoffs. So, the NFC is a bit up in the air. You know, there could be some surprises that, you know, come through. But on the AFC side, we're looking pretty solid at this point. But I'm excited for that game. You know, you never know what could happen. You know, the Falcons could end up taking revenge and winning this game. I mean, you know, as it goes, you guys, any given Sunday, anything can happen. So we'll see what happens with that game. My number five matchup to watch of the year is going to be Alshon Jeffrey going back home to Chicago. This showdown is happening week 12. The Eagles will head down to Chicago for this little rendezvous where they're going to get, you know, a chance to show everybody, you know, that they want to be a contender as well. The Eagles were a little bit disappointment, but with Carson Wentz, you know, behind center, and, you know, now you have a plausible, you know, receiver in Alshon Jeffrey, this is going to be really good for them. Jeffrey's going to get to go, you know, back to his former team and also prove that he's worth the money that he was asking for. I mean, he signed a one-year contract with the Eagles that gives him the opportunity to get out on the field and have a lights-out season and set himself up for that long-term contract that he wants. I mean, he wants the money. Now he's got his chance to prove it. And the best game to do it is back home in Chicago on a team that, you know, let you go, the team that decided that you weren't worth the money that you were asking for. So it's really going to be exciting to see, you know, how he performs in Chicago. You know, is it Chicago or is it the players? We're going to figure out, you know, what is going on in Chicago. Is it the leadership or is it the players just not coming together? So I'm interested to see how Jeffrey plays with the Eagles this year. Should be a good time. My last and final matchup that we want to watch out for this season is going to be Gilmore. I mean, you guys know I couldn't pass up and not talk about this matchup for Buffalo and New England. These is a double down. Week 13, week 16 is happening twice. These are division matchups. This is going to be huge. I mean, the fact that, you know, Buffalo let him go, serious error on their part. The Patriots, surprise, swooped in, and they took Gilmore right from underneath the Bills. And to add to their already underrated defense, he's going to be an asset across from Malcolm Butler. So this is going to be good for them. He's going to match up against most number one wide receivers, of course, in particular Sammy Watkins during these matchups. And, I mean, he knows them. He knows Sammy. He's played with him. He's going to be able to shut him down. So, honestly, you guys, I'm going to call it now. Buffalo will probably, no, most likely lose both of these games. I mean, with what happened last year and then them losing a corner, I just don't see how they're going to stand up to the already elite New England Patriots. So with, you know, with that being said, that matchup is going to be good, which also, you guys, sets up New England for winning their division. And what happens when they win their division? They head into the playoffs. And what happens when they have the best record? The road to the Super Bowl goes through New England, and there's no other way to get around that. So looks like my predictions are right, people. I guess you'll have to stay tuned in so you can really figure out if I'm right or not. But my prediction is New England going back to the Super Bowl for a repeat and possibly an undefeated season. I like it. Oh, is that the music already? This time went by so fast, you guys. But you know what that means? That means it is almost time to end it here. But I just want to thank you guys all for tuning in again. I know it was short and sweet. I didn't realize the time was running so fast. But I do love our new day and time, Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. You guys know how to reach me. If you guys need any information, all things sports, you can go to thesportscave.com. If you're interested in my daily shenanigans, you guys can find me on my Snapchat at SissySuave84. That's SissySuavea84. Or you can follow me on my Instagram and Twitter at official_mimi_c. Well, until next week, my little football fanatics, I am your host, Mimi. And you are listening to Gameplay. I am a giant. I am an eagle. Oh, I am a lion. Down in the jungle. I am a marching band. I am the people. Oh, I am a helping hand. I am a hero. If anybody asks you who I am, just stand up tall, look them in the face and say, I'm that star up in the sky, I'm that mountain peak up high.